Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by 4hims.com. Let me tell you a little bit about 4hims. These guys are selling unlimited erections and full heads of hair by the bottle. They're like a group of benevolent wizards. Unless you plan on finding a cursed monkey paw or a magical lamp with a genie trapped inside it, you might want to head over to 4hims.com to help you keep your hair and get rock hard boners on demand. We're talking medical grade solutions tested by real doctors. Wes isn't even here today. He didn't even show up for the fucking show so he could take a few days off to head over to the 4hims headquarters to shake the CEO's hand. Changed his fucking life. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of 4hims for just $5 today, right now while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy and people would see your face. Who needs that? Go to 4hims.com/factor. That's forhims.com/factor. 4hims.com/factor.
What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist.
And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, July 11th. Our top stories for the day. No more cave watch. The Thai kids are safe.
Woo!
Yeah, real good news. Trump had a real big dick day on Tuesday, so we're going to cover that. A woman in Tennessee moved into a spider-infested hellhole.
This lady is fucked.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And we're going to play a Twitter game, hashtag resist.
We'll have a little fun with it.
Nice. Pat, what's up with the Thai kids?
Check it out, dude. The Thai kids are free, man. All 12 Thai kids out of the cave and their unemployed coach also out of the cave.
Soon to be unemployed.
No, that guy's fired day one. Day one when they found him in the cave, or they found out they're in the cave. Let's rejoice and remember the Thai Navy diver, petty officer, Saman Gunan, who lost his life saving those boys.
You ran through that quickly, so let's say let's rejoice and remember, not just let's rejoice that he died.
No, yeah, we rejoice again remembering, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that guy's a man.
That guy's a fucking man. In other news, Elon Musk can still not help himself. He responded to 12 trolls on Twitter today directly, five of which were about his submarine, including the BBC, twice.
Nice. If I was in that like Thai kids league, I would be like pressuring to get them back on the field soon because they're going to be pretty bad for a couple months.
First four games, yeah, you're dominating.
They're going to get their asses kicked.
Dominating those kids. But really, like, yeah, what could they have possibly caught in the cave? Like, they're having to talk to their parents through
like
glass.
Lung shit.
Yeah. No, I think they were listening to our show. I don't think they could have made it, you know, without all the tasteless jokes we were dropping and knowing that they were going to make it out the whole time, obviously.
We knew the whole time. We wouldn't have dropped those jokes if they weren't going to live.
Come on, what do you think? We're monsters?
Yeah, obviously. No, but seriously, I mean, good for the kids. I think they're going to get paid. They might want to buy themselves some lawyers, some accountants, because Disney's going to come knocking.
Straight up Ellen, dude. They'll be on Ellen. I gave it 3 weeks. They're on Ellen from today. Called it.
With some earlier, some kind of like kitschy soccer giveaway for the crowd or something like that.
Yeah, take home a Thai kid. All
right. Well, way to go, way to go for the Thai kids, man. That's great news. So the next story, Trump's big dick day. So we're talking about Tuesday, July 10th. Trump had quite a day. I'll tell you, he must have taken some 4hims because this is what he did in one day. He pardoned ranchers, slashed Obamacare funding, slapped more tariffs on China, and headed to Belgium for a royal rumble with NATO.
Oh, yeah!
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's a huge dick day. He's rock hard today.
Yeah. He needs to play some golf today.
Yeah, he'd be shooting well.
How much 4hims you took? I mean, I know he only took it for his erection and not his hair, because his hair is perfect. But how much you think he took? Man, that's a lot.
You don't need to take that much.
Yeah, just probably a little bit.
It's so effective. That's right. So NATO, it's the first one we'll cover. Trump, he's going to be in Brussels today, Wednesday, July 11th, talking with NATO. That's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. So basically, NATO has 29 members who are all supposed to pay 2% of their annual GDP on defense spending. They put NATO together after World War II. But these days, only 24 out of the 29 countries, or sorry, 24 out of the 29 countries do not pay that 2% annually towards defense spending, while the U.S. is paying 3.5% of their GDP on defense. That's
and we have the highest GDP, so we're paying like most of we're paying a lot.
Correct.
Of NATO.
We're one country out of 29 paying 22% of the overall defense budget. So,
well, can we talk about Greece? Greece is holding their end, right? They're one of the five good ones,
yeah,
correct?
Greece,
that are paying.
Greece,
and they went like bankrupt. So Greece is take an example from Greece. The whole country went bankrupt.
The Parthenon's going to burn down again. It's bad in Greece, man. It's fucking bad. They're still paying their share. They're paying
still
their rent.
They're still hooking NATO up.
Fuck that, man. I'm feeling very Republican today. I'm very MAGA today. Go Trump, go.
Yeah, big
go Trump, go.
Big time MAGA on the NATO. All right, so the Chinese tariffs, just like NATO, Trump's enforcing more tariffs on Chinese goods to make things more fair for the U.S. economically. That's what he's saying. This time he's enforcing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports that will be subject to these sometimes after August 30th when these would go into effect. So they announced a list of goods today that would get these tariffs, but they don't go into effect until sometime after August 30th. It's all related to this sort of trade war cocksmanship that's going on between the U.S. and China. And hopefully that ends in like a, you know, a reasonable agreement and not some kind of military escalation. So.
He slapped him with $34 billion recently.
Yeah.
34 to 200 is quite an escalation. Like that's... Where did he come up with the $200 billion? That's a shit fuck ton of money.
Yeah, it's like a laundry list of items, including seafood and all kinds of other stuff. So he just
I went through the list today. I really hope that you're not used to getting low cost, high quality Chinese raincoats because that's not going to happen anymore. And Zet and Woods baseball gloves. Sorry, price goes up. But pretty much anything other than
basically everything.
Yeah, it's pretty much everything.
It's like 7,000 items.
Everything from China that you can put into your body is right. Tariffed.
Everyone makes the joke, made in China. Well, not anymore.
I did find a little Easter egg on this tariff list, which I'm a little bit confused about. There's a tariff on the Alaska pollock fish coming from China. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, shouldn't we have that? Isn't that our fish?
It's our fish.
Probably farmed in China or something like that.
No, but someone needs to look into how did our fish get
they
over
need to
there.
Change that fucking name of
that's
the fish.
That's our
yeah.
fish.
Yeah, change it stat. All right, the last funding thing that happened, Trump slashed Obamacare outreach funding. So down to $10 million. So he slashed the funding for this is outreach programs to get people enrolled in Obamacare down to $10 million. It started at $63 million in 2016 before Trump took office. So he slashed it 90%. So he's just kicking the Obama administration in the pants. So
just it looks like that scene in Boiler Room. There's just a bunch of call centers where the desks are gone and just phones laying on the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, well, I heard what you said, and I can't make any sense of it, just like I can't make any sense of what Obamacare is or
outreach.
How it affects
people,
me.
People trying to get people to join Obamacare and tell them that they're eligible and tell them to join.
How many,
that's not happening anymore.
How many
no
years in
thing.
Are we? I don't know. I haven't seen the doctor.
Healthcare is so fucking
in 5 years,
yeah.
As long as we've had Obamacare. Just because I'm too afraid to find out. It's a lot of questions I got to ask. I have to go to like a primary care person.
I'm not going
to
stop my lifestyle.
No one knows.
Exactly. It's personally confusing. It's confusing at the federal level. It's just all confusing. So, yep. But yeah, the last thing that Trump got done today, he pardoned two ranchers, Oregon ranchers named Dwight and Stephen Hammond, father and son. They were serving a 5-year prison sentence for arson on public land. This is related to a story you may remember where Cliven Bundy, a Nevada rancher, he took up the cause of the Hammonds.
Oh yeah, Cliven Bundy.
Yeah. he was the guy who was in an armed standoff with law enforcement over not paying grazing fees on federal land. So the Bundys, they kind of took up the Hammonds cause as part of their cause. And you may remember that because that standoff ended with their spokesperson getting killed by the police. So
he pardoned the Bundys today? The Bundys got pardoned today?
No, not the Bundys, but the guys who are kind of related, Dwight and Stephen Hammond. They're Oregon ranchers. Cliven Bundy is a Nevada rancher. So I don't think
the Oregon guys
he pardoned the Bundy dick riders.
The dick riders. and the Oregon guys, they were the guys who were burning land to keep invasive species off their ranch?
Yes, that's correct. They were burning public land to keep invasive species away from their livestock. In the West, and I can tell you, you know, being out here in the West, like there's a lot of federal land, a lot of public land that's just like vacant. So people want to be able to use it. And so it's like a big win for people who are in that mindset, you know, sustaining on their own.
What's the internet saying about all this?
Yeah. So my favorite quote about this one is from Harry Kuheim. And he's talking about NATO. We've wasted trillions protecting Europe since 1941. No EU country deserves our help or $$$. Have you Preach. Ever seen NATO troops helping us on the border with Mexico? Have you? Nah, that was a good
I haven't.
I have yet to see that happen.
And I've been there once.
Yeah, so I think that's the best one. I've got it going long, so I'll move it on.
Yeah, we'll move along. I mean, it would be great if Trump did bring up the wall at this NATO where when he's bitching at all the NATO people, but I don't think that's going to happen. But
nah. All right, check it out. Tennessee's a weird place. Angela Wright, a resident of Brentwood, is at odds with her landlord over some poisonous arachnids that have been terrorizing her. The tenant reached out to her management of the Views of Brentwood apartment complex after she was bitten by a brown recluse spider.
Jesus, Uh-oh. It's a big week for spiders as well, I guess.
Huge week for spiders. The management company sprayed the apartment and assured her everything will be fine. Guess what? They came back, Mark.
They sprayed it with brown recluse pheromones.
Yeah, it didn't work. We were finding brown recluses left and right in our bed, in the ceiling, in the iron, in my shoes, said Wright. And when she confronted her landlord, he was compassionate and fair by saying, we're never going to get rid of them. It's part of Nashville and the South in general. Which is, you know, it's understandable.
Oh, fuck that landlord.
Fuck that landlord, right? When faced with certain death or continuing to enjoy the views of Brentwood, it's a tough choice. Wright chose to move out. Not so fast, said the landlord. The best they could do is let her out of the lease in 60 days with a fine of $2,200.
Just two more months of recluse bites.
That's terrible, man. I would be in a hazmat suit with as many fucking cans of spider spray as you could buy from Home Depot. I would defog my entire fucking apartment, and then I would go into the landlord's fucking office and do it with him still sitting there in his chair. That's so ridiculous.
Drop all the recluses in the landlord's office as well. Capture all you can.
Saying plant him with the. I was just going more personally aggressive style. You know how.
Oh, he wouldn't mind. That's just part of Nashville and the South in general. Let's take it to the internet. Barbara Cavett, she took the herpes angle with this with her comment saying, everyone has them. Just most don't know it. Nice, Barbara. Angela Wright, who's actually, she's the subject of this article, she posted on her own article on Facebook. She said, I ended up getting a blood clot that is now sitting in both my lungs, right where the spider bit me.
Oh.
And I was rushed to the ER. I almost had a stroke.
Yeah. Did she respond to one
yeah,
of these?
She responded. She's responding on her own story, letting people know.
That seals it. It's a serious problem.
It's not good. Lastly, James Hooper, you got to respect this guy. He's an entrepreneur. He's an American. He's an opportunist. James says, message me if you need any help getting rid of these spiders or other bugs. I work for Preventative Pest Control. That was right after Angela Wright's comment.
Nice.
Ooh.
I like it. I mean, you can get rid of the fucking spiders.
That's Spider Watch.
He's on the ball. All right, so here we go with the segment. We're going to play a little game called Hashtag Resist. For longtime listeners, you may remember the Hashtag MAGA game. So it's exactly like that, where I'm going to read a series of tweets, and now Will and Pat are going to rate them, except it's hashtag resist today instead of hashtag MAGA, so it's kind of the exact opposite opinions. And with hashtag MAGA, we rated them on a scale of 1 to 5 bald eagles. So today, let's switch it up. Let's do 1 to 5 picket fences.
White picket fences.
Okay, white picket fences. Perfect. So we're going to do I'm going to read two tweets total, and I'm going to read the first one to Will, and then Pat, you're going to also rate that same tweet.
Copy.
But you're not going to listen to first. And the next one, you'll go first.
Got it.
And Will rate. So,
I'm going to step.
Get your Scott Pruitt style ultrasoundproof phone booth.
I'm in Scott Pruitt's sound booth. I can't hear anything.
Secret Batman cave. All right. So, Will, you ready?
Yeah. Shoot.
All right. At Sean Kent says, Mitch McConnell violated the Constitution by not allowing Obama to pick a Supreme Court justice. Mm. Now the guy who didn't want to win, who didn't win the popular vote, gets to pick two. Then he does two enter strokes, so it's like you have to read all the way down. He says, remind me again how this is a democracy. Hashtag resist.
Oh, okay. That's going to be one picket fence because Obama didn't have the Senate majority, and that's why he wasn't allowed to. That's why McConnell was able to do what he did. So just for the historical accuracy, this guy needs to get a little sharper on his government knowledge.
I'm going to let Pat in here in a second. There's another thing he missed, but we'll see if Pat catches it. If not, Pat, come on in here.
I'm out of the box.
At Sean Kent says, Mitch McConnell violated the Constitution by not allowing Obama to pick a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
Now the guy who didn't win the popular vote gets to pick two.
What?
Then he like does a couple enters and you have to read all the way down like an asshole. Remind me again how this is a democracy. Hashtag resist.
Damn. Okay. Hardcore. Sean Kent, clearly a high school civics teacher. I think he was. I don't know if I'm going after. Here's what I don't know. A lot of picket fences, good. Not a lot, good.
Now you get to decide.
More the better.
I get to decide.
I get to decide.
The more the better, yeah.
I get to decide. Sean Kent's living in his own world, so I'm going to give 5 picket fences for this one, only because Sean Kent's living in his own world of not reality.
He loves it.
I don't think McConnell violated the Constitution necessarily.
He may have. It's shaky ground, but, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Trump did not win the popular vote. This is democracy.
Can't
sorry.
Wrap it
sucks.
Up here.
Hashtag resist.
We live in a republic, so he should probably get one. It's not the United States is not a democracy.
That's why you went to college and I didn't.
So he's an idiot. Next one. All right. Will you go into the Scott Pruitt booth?
I'm in the booth.
Pat, you ready?
No. Yeah.
At Chris J. Zulu says, good morning. Hashtag resist. Only 120 days until the midterms. Let's do this. Throw on some Eye of the Tiger. The Final Countdown. Living on a Prayer. Volunteer. Respond to top conservatives online with facts. Get active. We can do this. The future of our nation depends on our success.
All right, I'm going to give him one picket fence. Here's why. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi, New Jersey native. Eye of the Tiger, a band called Survivor, also American. Final Countdown, a band called Europe. It's not very American. One picket fence.
It was a pretty weak song selection. We'll get in here.
I'm in. I'm out of the booth.
All right. At Chris J. Zulu says, good morning. Hashtag resist. Only 120 days until the midterms. Let's do this. Throw on some Eye of the Tiger, The Final Countdown, Living on a Prayer. Volunteer. Respond to top conservatives online with facts. Get active. We can do this. The future of our nation depends on our success.
I like it. I like his mindset. I think this guy's going in the right direction. He's got a lot of positive energy coming out of this tweet. But it's one of the nerdiest fucking tweets I've ever heard. So I'm going to go with 3.5 picket fences. It would have been a 5 for the energy. But he loses 1.5 for being a giant nerd.
It's high. I can't give it a 5 either because of the song selection. But he gives information how many days till the midterms, and he's positive. So yeah, it's higher than it's a good score.
By the way, in quick reality, everyone's fired up to support whatever candidate they're supporting. And when they text you and they're like, "Hey, do we have your support?" You're like, "Yes." And then when they text you, they're like, "Hey, we're phone banking this weekend. Are you going to be there?" You don't respond. Everyone knows that.
No. But tweet us at Hard Factor News with any of your hashtag MAGAs or hashtag resists because it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got a good one coming out related to the Elon troll responses, actually. So stay tuned for that on Twitter. All right, some of the stories we didn't get to today. LaShawn McCoy may be in trouble for allegedly beating up his estranged girlfriend, Delicia Corden, in their shared Georgia home on Tuesday morning, although I'm now hearing that it was a break-in. A 1,300-pound crocodile was caught after an 8-year hunt in Australia.
Yeah, they weren't looking too hard for that motherfucker.
Yeah, 8 years for a 1-ton
crocodile.
Blame him.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't blame him. I wouldn't be looking either.
All right, and then Drake beat the Beatles record with 7 songs from 1 album in the top 10.
Well, you know, with inflation, it's tough to say.
He had all 25 of his songs in his double CD are in the top 100.
Yeah,
with inflation, you know, it's
that's only 3 songs back in the 50s. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.